866-2237.
Politicians want to be on TV every single day. I thought they were on C-SPAN. One of the top House Democrats, one of them anyway, one of the top dogs, you'll know his name as soon as I say it, wants financial reform, that conference televised, and I actually think this isn't a bad thing. I'll explain. A new poll comes out saying that Obama is more popular than Congress. Say it ain't so. Of course he's more popular than Congress. Has anybody been paying attention? I mean, just by a little bit, however, not those huge approval ratings that he once enjoyed when he first took office. Just like any other president, though, you always tank a little bit in the first year. Speaking of tanking on the Hill and sticking with politics, they're talking about an end to earmarks. You think they'll really do that? Yeah, they've got a ban, and they're voting on it, moving forward on it. I just don't believe that it's going to really happen. I think they're too popular, or it'll come back in some other form. I just know it. I'm sure of it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves on a little old show called America Tonight, fighting the good fight across the country and all those spots in between. During the course of this hour, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, oh, please do it at 800-259-5791. I was in another room today. And I had on, I don't know, Fox or CNN or some station, and I was kind of listening in the background to some of the political ramblings. And then I heard this interesting, what we would call soundbite, from Patrick Kennedy, who went crazy on the press corps for not covering the Afghanistan war resolution. Take a listen to how he goes off.
If anybody wants to know where cynicism is that there's two press people in this gallery. We're talking about Eric Massa 24/7 on the TV. We're talking about war and peace, $3 billion, 1,000 lives, and no press. No press. You want to know why the American public is fit? They're fit because they're not seeing their Congress do the work that they're sent to do. It's because the press of the United States is not covering the most significant issue of national importance, and that's the laying of lives down in the nation for the service of our country. It's despicable, the national press corps right now.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Wow. Did you hear him? I mean, I could hear that. It was just like this roar all of a sudden that came from my tube. So what Congressman Patrick Kennedy is talking about when he railed on the press corps, you heard him say there's just two people there following what was going on, and instead they'd rather be covering all of the ramblings of Eric Massa, the Democrat, the congressman from New York, the Democratic congressman from New York who just resigned. What was going on is the House is debating a resolution that was put forward by Dennis Kucinich that would require the military to withdraw from Afghanistan within 30 days or longer if it couldn't be done safely that quickly. So he's right that there wasn't much coverage of it. There's so much that happens as they roll through different resolutions. But here's probably part of the reason why. The resolution didn't have much of a prayer. In fact, it was defeated by a vote of 356 to 65. 60 Democrats, 5 Republicans voting to end the war. So it was a grandstanding moment, basically. You knew that that wasn't going to pass. And it was a big moment for Kennedy, who is not running for re-election. And a bunch of chairmen, including Barney Frank from Massachusetts, voted to end the war. But, I mean, that's it. Nothing goes forward with this. And there wasn't much buzz over it because of the idea that there really, you know, hey, there was really nothing more that was going to happen here. So you have a lot of people that are chiming in. I was reading some blogs. After I heard Kennedy, I went to some left-leaning blogs and then some right-winging, leaning blogs, and then I guess what you would call sort of in between, and read some interesting things, you know, about Kennedy going crazy over this. And one of the things I happened to read was some blogger had written, hey, if Obama had the cojones, he would close all the bases and let the Arabs and Israel duke it out. End the two wars, let them deal with their own security. They have all the oil in the world. Stop it, Obama, enough. 20 million unemployed or underemployed in America, $500 billion a year could do a lot of good in the United States. And then another one I came across, if the Afghanistan government really wants us to get out of there, they do. They do want us to get out of there, but the liberal media wouldn't cover that. Iraqis want us out. The liberal media will not report that. The scariest part is how widely accepted it is that the media has a strong liberal bias. The media is a train wreck. So, and then I came across this. A better question is, where were the Democrats now criticizing the war in Iraq when we began the war? More than half of them supported the war. It seems you forget that, which, of course, is true. So, be that as it may, the war in Afghanistan, at this point, where we are, we talk about it, we've had people on. At this point where we are, and especially lately, to be honest, with some of the successes that General McChrystal is having and is trying to improve upon, with nailing several of the top guys from the Taliban and trying to infiltrate as much as they can with intelligence, the possible links to Al-Qaeda and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I actually really have pretty good faith lately in some of the successes in Afghanistan. And listen, I'm still right there with so many of you. I couldn't be more proud of the people who are serving. And I'm right there with so many of you who say, wow, I just don't want these guys to go over there and get blown up for something that doesn't turn into anything. I want them to come back, and there's no true victory in this one. There's no true winner in this one. So I'm glad at least that the game has been stepped up, that there were more soldiers deployed to help. And clearly, while there's so much more to go, there has been a little show of success. But then you could question what's really happening in Afghanistan, and that would be fair to say. The poppy fields, etc. The stranglehold that the Taliban, even though they're small numbers, that they do have on the people, and the idea that you can pay them off and they'll put down guns and they'll become part of the Afghanistan population and support the government. They will until the troops leave. So no doubt it is a wicked mess in the Middle East, but I don't have to tell all of you that. 800-259-5791. On the flip side, I mentioned this deal on earmarks, and actually that got a little bit of attention and should have, because banning earmarks, frankly, would be such a great thing, wouldn't it? Unfortunately, the so-called earmarks get into bills, and you have no idea. You read the ridiculous things that are being spent in several states. I mean, not everything's ridiculous, but a lot of it is. And it's nothing but pork and shouldn't be there in the first place. So what are the specifics of this? We're going to tell you about that next on ATN.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
America Tonight, here's your chance to talk to the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker. 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me a quick email at americatonight.net. 800-259-5791. He joins us. I think people are starting to get used to this twice a month, and we're very lucky to have him. Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Everybody's back in spring training.
Yeah, no kidding. You and I are both big baseball fans, so here we go again. Didn't we just end the season?
Yeah, I thought so. Although you guys beat the Yankees the other day.
So. Yeah, too bad it wasn't for the World Series.
Yeah, well, we won't go there. We'll see if we make it. We'll see if the Phillies and the Yankees make it again this year.
Yeah,
still
no kidding.
A little distractions at the old camps here.
Hey, somebody wanted me to ask you about, what if you have a copy, like, of a... somebody's famous there, because, you know, tax time's coming up, and I thought it was a funny question, but documentation. Somebody's documentation of a tax return or whatever, would that be kind of interesting?
I don't know if you could do that, but I mean, but there are interesting financial records. Oftentimes, a lot of the signatures are from checks. In fact, where was it? One of the auctions, I'm sorry, Greenberg's auction sold a Bugsy Siegel check.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, Greta Garbo, whose signature is very difficult to obtain, used to write checks out in New York for food, knowing full well that people would not cash them.
Well, because they'd save it, yeah.
They'd save the check and sell it for the signature and get far more money than the check was worth. So
oh,
she ate free for a large number of years.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So there probably are checks with famous people, the signatures, where they didn't cash it.
Yeah, well, the famous story is about Mr. DiMaggio, who and this is a baseball story, by the way, who apparently was in Baltimore for Cal Ripken's final, you know, breaking of the Ironman record. And he was at a party, and somebody brought up a piece of paper to him, and he said, I'd like to have your signature. And DiMaggio says, it's $5,000. So the guy wrote out a check for $5,000, and he gives DiMaggio the check and says, okay, would you please sign this? And DiMaggio says, when you get the check back, my signature will be on the back.
That's good. We need a rim shot for that one.
I mean, I don't know. Talk about, I mean, Gentleman Joe is an interesting fellow.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we've got Jim in Kentucky who's got a question for you, Harry. Hi, Jim.
Hey, hi, Jim. What you got?
Hey, I was wanting to ask you about a couple of pistols I have. It's they're 22 Derringer Colts made back, I'm sure, in the 1940s. They're in a box, velvet lined, red velvet, and they break down to the side, and they have never been shot. I was wanting to know if you know anything about those.
Are you sure? Now, you say they did it back from the 1940s, right?
I'm guessing. I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, I'm going to suggest that they may even be later. There was a series of commemorative guns and guns of that type done in the 70s and 80s, which sounds to me pretty much like what you have.
I know they've been in the family for at least 40 years.
Okay, but if they've been in the family for 40 years, that gets me back to 1970. Because 40 against 1970 is 2010. And that's one of the things, I mean, it's hard to believe that, you know, you could say, oh, 1970, that's 40 years ago, but...
Because I was born in 66.
Yeah, well, man, I hate to tell you, but this is what happened in there. My feeling is you're probably not more than 100 to a few hundred tops.
Okay.
Yeah, more recent, I mean, first of all, firearms are hotter than heck. I mean, it's probably one of the hottest categories out there right now in the collecting category, next maybe to gold coins and comic books and a few other things. But most of the emphasis is on guns prior to 1920. The guns from the later period, particularly anything that was done on a collector edition or whatever, though, that market is still very rough.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
sir.
You bet. You appreciate your call.
All right. Anybody else wants to talk to Harry, you can certainly do that at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know, this, all the years that we've talked, and I don't know why I've never asked you this question, maybe because there's so many stories behind so many interesting things that you've done and places you've been and some of the things you've seen, but if somebody had a gun to your head and they asked you, what was the most fascinating thing you ever came across, what would it be?
And you expect me to say this is an antique and not some woman?
Come on. It's got to be an antique in the antique area.
Oh, you know what? I've been very fortunate to handle some really great stuff over the years, a lot of great autographed material and what have you. What is some of the neatest things I've ever encountered? Well, I was once asked to look at Al Capone's bedroom suite.
Really?
Yeah, well, he was, besides a man of some means, how he got there we won't talk about. He had a good sense of taste, and this was a humongous Art Deco suite. And it was just neat to see it. It was in the hands of somebody who was trying to sell it, and so you had that. Probably the biggest fun thing I ever did was I had to do George Washington's pants.
George Washington, President George Washington.
Yes, and Monroe's pants, too, on top of that.
Yeah.
Well, actually what happened was I was working with a museum, and in fact I had to appraise the flag that flew over Washington's headquarters at Valley Forge. Now, this is like a one-of-a-kind thing, an iconic thing, actually, in American history. But, you know, you do some of the stuff, you get there. Actually, what happened, speaking of Joe DiMaggio, I got called in by a bank, a big bank in North Carolina, to appraise the remains of the stuff that was in Joe DiMaggio's estate. DiMaggio knew the value of his autograph. And he had boxes of signed balls and signed prints and signed all kinds of stuff. And when he died, a gentleman bought them for a considerable sum of money on the grounds that he would sell them for a lot more, little planning on the fact that eBay was going to arrive on the scene and take the value of Joe's signature down enormously. And he was selling enough to pay the interest every month, but he wasn't getting the principal down. And that the more he sold, of course, the less he had. So the bank got very nervous about this and called me in to ask me to go over this and appraise what was left. I never did find out what happened to the bulk of it. I assume the bank claimed it and sold it somewhere. But, you know, it's interesting how that works.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so having said that, you have your own materials that you had a schoolhouse with 50,000.
Well, yeah, I'm still in the process of trying to sell the school. I was supposed to close now. Four closing dates have gone by thanks to the American financial problems.
Right.
My potential buyer is still having trouble getting his funding in order, or they claim the funding is all order, but I've never seen so much paperwork, every I dotted, every T crossed. But I guess the banks learned about giving bad loans out, so they're doubly cautious, and it's just driving me nuts, actually. Meanwhile, I did pack up the bulk of my stuff at the school, and the auditorium, which I'm renting for a couple of months, is stacked with rows and rows of, looks like the warehouse in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's, boy,
well,
going through
I'm having trouble getting rid of my stuff. I have to make some heavy-duty decisions about what to do next, and I'm working on it.
And no kidding. We should tell everybody, Harry, tell everybody how they can hear you and how they can also participate
in
the mailbag.
Well, first of all, What You Got, which is a show about antiques and collectibles, you know, anything you want to know about the antiques and collectibles market or things you have around the house, airs live here on GCN on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. I've got 31 affiliates across the country right now. We're about to have another one very shortly. You can listen to it that way. Of course, you can do what you can do with American Night, Kate. You can listen on the Internet. Just go to GCNLive.com. If you go during the times I talked about, you can click on Listen to Talk. Otherwise, you can just click on Listen on the toolbar, go down, pick a day of a show that you'd like to hear it, and click it up, and you'll hear it over your computer.
Yep, and don't forget about the mailbag, too. That's what
right. Well, the other thing is we do have an American Night mailbag game. I don't know why people are too shy to call in, but this does happen, especially here at night. If you would like to send me a question about an antiques and collectibles, here's how you do it. My email is Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. When you send me your email, it has to start, I listen to American Night and provide the name of your favorite radio station, the radio station you're listening to. I listen to American Night and the name of the radio station. I will then put that in the American Night mailbag, and the next time I appear with Kate, we'll try to answer it for you. I am on the second and fourth Thursday mornings every time, so hopefully we'll get some letters in the mailbag.
Yeah.
HarryLRinker@AOL.com.
Fill up that mailbag because it's such a great way to get to Harry. Harry, thank you. We'll talk to you next time. Stay with us, everyone.
Hey, take care.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
So here's the question, America. Your representatives in Congress, everybody falls into this category because ultimately they've got a horse in this one. Should the congressmen and congresswomen who represent us ban earmarks directed to for-profit companies? You know, that is something that I happened to see earlier in the day when I was perusing a bunch of websites, and now we put up polls on America Tonight. I saw similar versions of that. And of course the reason why is because that was being discussed. There is legislation banning earmarks that could empty the trough, as it were. I think that's a good way to put it. And the appropriations chairman is hoping to cut the link between contributions and earmarks to shut down something that has been a little bit shady, to say the least, for a very long time in Washington. So the gist of it is, and this happened Wednesday earlier in the day, the idea to ban the use of spending bills to direct special projects or pet projects to companies that return the favor with campaign contributions. Boy, it really could change the face of American politics. And what they're hoping is that that it'll mean 1,000 fewer earmarks and break that, as I said, the link between the people who are giving money to get people elected and then the special pet projects. And then, you know, we've had all these ethic probes, and it's taken down some lawmakers even. But there's lots of opposition from a lot of people to getting rid of earmarks. For example, there, in some cases, because it's so ingrained, and you figure, well, we've already promised this and this project, and I guess the most famous one is the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska that was supposed to connect an island with a population of about, 50 or so to the mainland, and that was 200 million plus, just ridiculous, it became the butt of every joke. The Bridge to Nowhere, you know, how many times did we hear that? However, it's that whole pay-to-play, I think, culture on the Hill that is ingrained there, where the campaign money flows from the people who are the beneficiaries of the pet project or the earmark, and then they pump the money in turn back in to help get whoever it is they want elected. So, yeah, there's something really corrupt about that, isn't there? And earmark is just such a dirty word anymore, too. And it's annually they're inserted into the spending bills by Congress. And they come in all kinds of, you know, shapes and sizes. I mean, you look at everything from military bases, renovating historic buildings, research grants for colleges, home district colleges, and the real, I think, culprit in this is what I said, is the for-profit folks who are trying to tap into big money, tap into the big budgets. And I don't know if it'll go through. There's definitely those who don't like the idea of completely, they don't like to say it on record, but they don't like the idea of striking the earmarks, knowing what it means to their reelection bid. You know, I'll give you a great example. Last year's defense appropriations bill had 1,720 earmarks. You know how much that was worth? $4.2 billion. Uh-huh. Now, we've had these guys on before. There's a group called Taxpayers for Common Sense, and they release all the information as to who got what. You know, they'll pick out the worst, and they release what the earmarks are, and they'll draw the links between the contributors even and the earmarks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think there's a good chance that it makes good copy and it sounds good, that you have a couple of people that will say, yeah, absolutely, let's get rid of earmarks. But then there's going to be enough I think they're going to try to combat this. So this isn't going to be an easy thing to get through. Now, the Republicans, remember, this was one of their pushes to unilaterally drop earmarks. That was part of what the Republican leader, John Boehner, tried to push for his party, tried to wean them off the whole earmarks. And it was just a couple of years ago when he was trying to win back the House and probably most of the GOP that he got slammed down for that. So, trying to get to the higher ground. Let's see if the House Appropriations folks can do it. The Democratic leaders. I mean, a dramatic move would be a party-wide ban on earmarks, and that's exactly what they're discussing. To just say, hey, you can't even forget it. You're Democrat. It's off limits. There are no earmarks. Let's just throw it out there. And I think this is political maneuvering in the sense that there's so much pressure now because of the health care reform and how the votes are going to go, to try to get the people in the United States, people like you and me, to believe in, you know, the Democrats, to believe in whoever it is running in whatever district. This would be an ethical stand. Hey, we're taking the high road. Boom. Off limits. We're banning it. I mean, we're banning it so no Democrats could consider earmarks. So it's pretty bold. And it was floated a couple of days ago. And they've talked about it before. And they've rejected it in previous years. But when it comes down to brass tactics and knowing and looking at the polls how tough re-election is going to be for some, man, those cherished earmarks could possibly be banned by the Democratic Party. I mean, for all Democrats, and make a big political statement here. I don't know. If that were to happen, and then the Democrats were to pass through reconciliation some kind of health care reform, would that make you feel warm and fuzzy about the Democrats? Would that make you vote for whoever it is that might be running in your district? Would that give you a different perspective on that person? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that this has gotten so ugly over health care reform that as much as people hate the idea of the earmarks, I mean, think it's just dirty pool and wrong and all that other sort of stuff, it's a political ploy that I don't know that it's really going to work out that well for Congress. I mean, the ship is sinking already. And it's like when you know the tail end. It's like when you're in a boat, you know what I'm saying, and it starts to fill up with water, and you know, oh, it's a matter of time. Like, I used to have a little tiny sailboat, and I knew when that hull started to fill up with water, it's too late. I'm just going to have to tip this sucker and try to get it right side up. It's just too late. I think it's too late. I think it's too late at this point where we are to save some of the seats that look like they will be lost. And, you know, here's another test of that. Americans are saying, I mean, the hate for Congress has just grown rather deeper and deeper. And it's a nasty fight. It's all over health care. The latest poll shows that fewer people, of all the polls, that fewer people approve of Congress than at any point in Obama's presidency. Support has dropped massively since January to 22% as the health care debate has really ruffled more than a few feathers across this great nation. So, you know, you could say, well, it doesn't mean Republicans are safe either, because you've got half of all people saying they want to fire whoever their current congressman is, regardless of what party. 22%, that's terrible. Now, Obama's job performance is pretty steady. It's about 53% right now. At least for the past 2 months, it's been steady. And while the Democrats have perhaps gained a little ground, they're trying to gain more ground with the banning of the earmarks if they can get that to go through as the party. But they've gained a little bit of ground, I guess, on national security issues like subsidizing the Iraq War and voting to send more troops and escalating the Afghanistan war, you know. At the same time, there's no doubt that the Democrats look to be in big trouble in these midterm elections. And these are the first midterm elections of Obama's presidency. And the outcome will certainly play into what the remainder of his first term in office is if he were to get a second term. And also the likely re-election bid in 2012. So the shellackings that look like they're going to happen for the Democrats, I mean, look, you had the situation in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Virginia, and those were all places where President Obama campaigned for the Democrat and they didn't win. I mean, the best example is Scott Brown and the fact that he was able to beat the Democrats so easily, who just had no prayer, no shot in that game. I think you're going to see similar things happen as we get closer to the midterm elections. The polls look pretty ugly in a lot of states. All right, hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You know, there are few things more important in life than your sex and happiness. That's why we invite you to tune in each week to Tantra Cafe on WebTalkRadio.net.
A program for spiritual enlightenment.
It's hosted by Tantra teacher, author, and spiritual leader Lori Handlers.
And I am really so glad to host this show. This is my most exciting thing I do every week.
Join Lori Handlers each week for Tantra Cafe, exclusively on WebTalkRadio.net.
I love it. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Democrats are talking about pulling the trigger on a big ban as far as contributors and their path to what they desire from their particular representative, the for-profit earmarks. We'll see if that does any good. I just gave you some of the ugly stats in one of the latest polls as to where Congress is in most of our minds. And I'd say by many of the phone calls we get here on America Tonight and emails, they're pretty dead on target. I think this might kind of miss the target here. What is the Nobel Peace Prize about? Can somebody tell me what the definition of the Nobel Peace Prize is? When I was a kid, you were wowed by whoever got the Nobel Peace Prize. Half the time you couldn't pronounce their name, but they did something incredible in science or math or whatever. So the Internet is being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And here's what's interesting. So if the Internet wins, who gets the prize? Didn't Al Gore say he invented the Internet? I don't think he can claim it. So is it – I happened to see this surface the other day in a couple of different reports. So if the Internet gets nominated and wins, that's one dilemma. And then, of course – you could talk about the web in general and who takes credit for the invention of the web and the World Wide Web and where it's going. I don't know. To me, I think the internet is, you know, is a thing that can be used for ill will and for good things too, but certainly there have been terrible things. Predators surfing around online. I don't know. To me, a nomination for the internet just makes the whole Nobel Peace Prize that much more laughable to me. Not that you can't tout some incredible things that have happened through the internet. It's amazing where we've come technology-wise. But there's also been really, really, like I said, awful things that have happened as a result of the internet. And again, who invented the internet? Can anybody in America answer that question for me? Who do you think invented the internet? 800-259-5791. I throw out a lot of doozies, but I guarantee nobody is going to call and tell me who invented the internet. I mean, we have no idea. And of all of the nominees, and the nominees this year are, you know, professors, scientists, you know, the incredible people. There's like 237 names nominated. I would have to say it'd be pretty tough to narrow it down to who. Who would you pin the internet on? Boy, that is, there's just no way it could be the internet. I mean, there's no way. So last year you have the surprise of Barack Obama. If the internet wins a Nobel Prize, that would just be two shoes dropping in a row, I think. And there, of all the people and things, and not really things, but of all the people that have been nominated, you have like a woman doctor who's the head of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission. And then you have the founder of a nonprofit group that is solely devoted to studying and promoting the use of nonviolent action. So here's how it works, if you're curious about this. The name of the winner is announced in October. We remember that. And then the award is given at the formal ceremony on December 10th. And we realize that, too. But the 2010 Peace Prize, I would think, would be given to somebody who did something in a peace vein, right? And that isn't that the whole idea? And after what happened with the president, Barack Obama, and the controversy over that, I would have to think they would go in a much different direction here. And good luck trying to determine who invented the internet. I don't know, Donovan, do you have any idea who invented the internet? In your mind, who invented the internet? Do you even have a name?
Robert Kahn and Vinton Cerf.
And you know what? Larry Roberts is also on that list, by the way. And Vinton is on the list, but I think it's too tough to, do the internet thing.
Well, first you have to decide what is the internet.
Right. What is the internet?
Well, in many ways, the internet is just simply a suite of protocols designed to transfer information between computers without worrying about what that information is.
Right.
So it's more about the programming than it is about the physical machinery.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's funny that it's nominated, but I don't think there's a chance of winning. That's all I'm saying. Twitter. How about the guy who invented Twitter? Is that not the craziest thing? 140 characters, and it's just commonplace now. People just talk about, do you have a Twitter? What's your account? And by the way, we do. Real Radio Talk is our Twitter, if you want to tweet us. Real Radio Talk. So I guess Twitter hit a major, major milestone last week. Somebody did an update, and it was the 10 billionth tweet. 10 billion. Wow. See, I understand in one way, it's clever when there's some good information that comes out. Like if somebody was in the courtroom, and there's a big verdict coming down, and, you know, you can't get out of the courtroom, and it's, let's say, even local news, and it's time for local news to come on, and you have one person in the courtroom tweeting out, oh, my gosh, the verdict just came in. It's not guilty. It's guilty by insanity or whatever. Then, boom, right there, you got it, and you can roll with it. Or the tweeting thing was big to help, actually help some people in Haiti. And then the same thing with the election protest in Iran. It definitely was significant as far as that was concerned, because that's how the word got out. Since the media, the Western media, was chased out of Iran eventually, most of what emerged from Iran was the tweets. So it is significant in some sense. I mean, it is. But the problem is there's so much nonsense in between. I mean, do you really want to know, I got up this morning and got my paper, or whatever it is that people are tweeting about, or crazy self-promoting that's not even interesting? Who knows where this is going? Other than to say, that's pretty crazy that you have 10 billion tweets that have happened. So somebody is being reached by Twitter. I think the networks, like I gave the example, somebody in a courthouse tweeting it out, maybe somebody in a situation where they were watching a surgery, for example, somebody was in surgery and it was a touch and go situation or not, and you're out there and you're waiting for word and you're tweeting that out to loved ones, other people who want to know what's happening. There are significant uses, I think, in that sense, and there are people who have used it for that, and bravo, that's the way to do it. But there's so much clutter in between. I mean, how much of those tweets, of those 10 billion tweets, were just ridiculous clutter, just ridiculous, nonsensical, non sequitur things, kind of like what we do on this show? The Internet is nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Who should accept it if the Internet wins? There's just so many Al Gore jokes here in the making. But I'm not even going to go there, because I'm afraid I don't think I can do it as well as some of the paid comedians can. But, yeah, it's not Gore. It'll be anybody but Gore who could take credit for the Internet. You can take credit by stepping up to the plate and shooting us some emails. How do you do that? AmericaTonight.net.
Better to burn out than to fade away.